All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It is game 9 of 162, and the Yankees were under the lights for the first time in the Bronx against the Toronto Blue Jays, trying to even the series at 1. Clark Schmidt on the mound, making his second start of the season, and a new number for catcher Austin Wells. My recap, your reactions, coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
All right. How's it going, everybody? How's it going? Welcome back. Thank you for spending your Saturday evening with me. Absolutely wild Yankees game tonight. They win 9-8. Wild crowd from the very beginning. Judge went deep. Stanton made us all look bad. All the voicemails that came in about how bad he is. My thumbnail said Stanton is garbage, whatever. And then he gets three hits, hits a home run. Austin Wells changed his number from 88 to 28, so that's fun. No offense from the Yankees yesterday, but tonight they were definitely out in full force, and they have evened the series at one game apiece against the Blue Jays. Game 3 tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. Voicemail show in the morning, so be sure to call in, and we will get your thoughts on tonight's game. I'm going to put up the highlights while I give you the good news and the bad news. So let's start with the bad news. Jonathan Loaisiga, torn UCL, in case you missed it. He is out for the season. There's been a rash of UCL injuries this year. We saw Spencer Strider go down with a UCL injury. Shane Bieber is getting Tommy John surgery. There's an article in The Athletic about how in MLB, they're on pace to have about 50-some-odd UCL tears this year. Last year, there were 30, and years before that, it was usually in the mid-20s. So it's basically doubled. They're blaming it on the pitch clock. Well, a lot of people are blaming it on the pitch clock. I think it's max effort. I mean, there's no rule that says you have to go max effort every pitch, but you know, a lot of guys going down. That's unfortunate. It's not good for the game. I wish Jonathan Loaisiga well, but it's time for someone else to start paying his rehab bills. I think the Yankees are going to let him walk after the season. He is a free agent. But there is some good news, too. The Yankees jumped all over one of the best pitchers in baseball tonight. That is Kevin Gausman. And they win a nail-biter, 9-8. Hey, real quick, before we get to the recap, as the chat is filling up, if you want to protect your privacy, get NordVPN. NordVPN is the sponsor for tonight's episode. Added benefit, you'll be able to get around the MLB blackouts if you're blacked out from your local team, because you can make your internet appear like it's coming from anywhere. So I use one from like San Francisco or whatever. Anyway, use the link in the description, nordvpn.com/NYYRecaps. 4 months free on a 2-year plan, 3 months free on a 1-year plan, plus 30-day money get back guarantee if you're not satisfied with the product. But yeah, Yankees looked really, really good tonight offensively. We saw Judge absolutely nuke one early on, even Stanton bouncing back and having a good night. So we saw the Blue Jays get to Clark Schmidt a little bit, but he managed to hang on in some tough situations, pitched into and out of jams. They had some tough swings. We see Rizzo bounce back with a home run, his first home run of the year, hitting it off the Lays sign. Soto had a good night. He was on base a few times, had a couple of walks. And, of course, Giancarlo Stanton. You know, the day that we criticize him for going 3-for-24, he goes 3-for-his-first-3. I mean, that's just baseball. That's how it's gonna be sometimes. JC Dinosaur says, is Soto okay after a collision with the wall? He did run into the wall in the 9th inning, but I think he's going to be fine. It looked like he just kind of grabbed onto that chain link fence. A little bit funny. I'll tell you what, we have had some trouble with right field walls the last couple of years. And Gleyber Torres there with the double. He had a solid night. Good night overall for the Yanks. All right. So James G says, Luke Weaver, more like puke heaver. Yikes. Pitching was not great tonight, but the offense got it done. You know, and some nights they're going to be like this. But it looks like the chat is filling up, so let's go ahead and get to the recap.
Right, let's go. Let's get it going.
600 in the chat. Go ahead and hit that like and subscribe if you are new. We're here after every Yankees game. Clark Schmidt gave up a leadoff double to Springer to begin the game, but I thought he did a nice job to pitch out of it. He was into and out of jams all night, it seemed like. Bottom of the first inning, though, the Yankees demonstrated exactly why you put Juan Soto ahead of Aaron Judge in the order. Soto sees a million pitches. He's going to walk a million times, and Aaron Judge is going to get to hit with a guy on first base roughly 40% of the time when he comes up in the first inning this year. And that means a lot of times it's going to be 2-0.
There it goes. See ya. It's another home run for Judge. All right. Here comes the Judge.
Beautiful piece of hitting to the back of the bullpen. Gargantuan shot for most human beings, but for him, that's pretty much a routine fly ball. 425 feet, 109 mile an hour exit velocity. It became very clear early on that Kevin Gausman that was pitching tonight was not the Kevin Gausman that we're accustomed to watching. Velocity was down, location was imprecise, bite on his breaking stuff was not what it usually is. The Yankees were just all over him. But two batters later, Giancarlo Stanton silencing the haters.
Nice Stantonian blast.
Giancarlo Stanton hits it out.
Opposite field shot. 100 mile an hour exit velocity. Just barely over the wall. They had to review it, but it remains a home run. He had some very good swings tonight. Voicemails after last night's game were plentiful, and they had a very similar theme. A lot of people very unhappy with Giancarlo Stanton and how bad he's looked early in the season. But second home run of the season already. That's not to say he's all of a sudden a great hitter. He did have three hits. He's going to run into some home runs. Power's the last thing to go. But it remains to be seen if he can turn it around. I hope he can turn around the strikeout percentage because it's been too high this year. But good night for him today. And a few people said, oh, this video aged well. Hey, look, every video represents a moment in time. I can't tell the future any better than you can, and neither can the people who called in. It's very much true that Giancarlo Stanton struck out in 13 of his first 25 at-bats, which is awful. Tonight, he was not awful. Those are two different things. So I hate those videos or those comments that are like, this video aged well. They represent a snapshot in time, you know? Top two, very nice defensive play from Oswaldo at third base. I tell you what, I like all of our options defensively at third base, whether it's Cabrera, whether it's Birdie, whether it's DJ LeMahieu when he comes back. They can all really pick it. And we're still paying Josh Donaldson. JD. Bringer of rain. Bringer of emotional pain. Three more runs for the Yankees in the second. Anthony Volpe reached on a catcher's interference and then stole his first base of the season. I gotta get a sound effect for stolen base. Another nice piece of hitting by Oswaldo Cabrera. Sack fly by Torres made it 4-0. He just missed a grand slam by a couple of feet. Wells scored on a pass ball. And then Soto's first hit in the Bronx was a single to make it 6-0. Nice piece of hitting. He had a good night. Crowd was berserk tonight. So the Jays got a run off of Clark Schmidt in the third inning, but he worked his way out of the jam, gave up another run in the fourth inning, which was the third time through the order. So you knew it wasn't going to be much longer that he was in the game. Again, not a long outing for Clark Schmidt. He stuck around to face two batters in the fifth. He didn't pitch long enough to get a win. Yankees don't seem to care about wins statistically for pitchers anymore. It doesn't really matter. 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 outs short of qualifying for that W. So far this season, 9 2/3 innings pitched, 13 hits, 9 strikeouts, 4.66 ERA. Last year, he finished with a 4.64 ERA. So basically pitching as well so far this season as he did in the aggregate last season. I do think his stuff has been very good at times. The cutter looks a lot better, but he does allow a lot of base runners, and that's going to prohibit him from pitching deep into the game. And again, they seem to know third time through the order, whether it's the Astros or whether it's the Jays tonight, that they can hit him. So look, the cutter has been much more effective than it was at this point last season, but so far, Clark Schmidt pitching like an average pitcher. Now, if you follow me on X, you probably know that before the game, I tweeted or posted or X'd or whatever it is that Anthony Rizzo was due. And he was my pick for a home run tonight. And in the bottom of the fifth, he made me look a lot smarter than Giancarlo Stanton did.
There it goes! See ya! Garcia!
Two-run shot. And that was significant. If we get him going, that's your protection for Aaron Judge. And this was only the second time since that collision with Tatis that he's hit a home run. So we could definitely use a red-hot Anthony Rizzo. Next batter was Stanton, and he smoked a line drive single. That was his third hit of the game. If it was a little bit higher, I think it might have left New York City completely. We can definitely use a red-hot Giancarlo Stanton. And maybe he flipped a switch tonight. 3-for-24 coming into the game. 3-for-4 tonight. Lasers all over the ballpark.
Laser show.
Soto also had a multi-hit game. He made it 9-2 in the sixth inning. Had a little bit of a mini slump coming into the game, but he turned it around tonight. Blue Jays got to Luke Weaver in the top of the seventh, cut the lead to 9-5. Victor Gonzalez, I thought, pitched pretty well. Hamilton got out of an inning, but had a little bit of trouble in the ninth inning. Holmes came in to take over for Hamilton with runners on second and third, and they both came around to score. I saw a comment that said he has trouble closing his car door. I thought that was one of the better comments I've seen in the early season. But he hangs on to get the strikeout, and the Yankees win number 7
ball game
on the year. Excellent comment from FG says, 7-2 record and only one starter has a win. And somebody else says, Stanton will go 0 for the next month. I hope not. Lori C. says that the pen will be toast by Memorial Day. You guys are sure in a bad mood after we won 9-8 and even the series. And look, a lot of candidates for the belt tonight. I like to give it to one person. I don't like to do co-belts, and I thought about it tonight, decided not to do it. But when the day begins with a chorus of voicemails begging for you to be launched into the sun, and then you finish it with a three-hit game, that's belt-worthy. Giancarlo Stanton. Nice job, once again. So we take a few comments. We'll put up Giancarlo's stats here in just a second. So Stanton this year, only hitting .214, two home runs, two RBIs, .241 on base percentage, no stolen bases, obviously, .705 OPS. But he's always a guy who's used that right field porch pretty well at Yankee Stadium. Call me crazy, but I think Giancarlo Stanton could be a better hitter if he just approached right field every time and never tried to pull the ball, because he's going to run into some. That'll allow him to wait a little bit longer. You know, he's a guy who's losing a little bit of bat speed. You know, trouble catching up with the fastball the last couple of years. You know, if you become a right field oriented hitter, you might be able to hang on a little bit longer. Now, he does have that closed stance, and you know, a lot of people think that's because he's trying to hit the ball to right field, but really he said that it's because it keeps him from stepping in the bucket, or as a hitting term, stepping towards third base when you swing. So, look, it is what it is. I think he will have a Stantonian season, 25 home runs, low batting average. Aaron Judge also had a pretty good night tonight. Let me go ahead and pull up his stats as well. We do have them, and I'm going to put them up. So on the season, hitting .212, two home runs, six RBIs, .357 on base percentage, .812 OPS. Again, he is off to a little bit of a slow start, but still has an OPS over 800. You know, you can't complain too much about that at this point. So, nice night overall for the Yankees. We got a couple of super chats we got to get to. F. Siminski has two of them. He says, this bullpen is shit. He also says, the pitching staff is our Achilles heel. The bullpen is our cesspool. Good to hear you being positive tonight on a night where we win. You guys want to look at the box score? We got a nice little box score tonight. A lot of crooked numbers up there. Yankees get 10 hits. Blue Jays get 12 hits. These are two offenses that have struggled so far this year. Blue Jays, I think they got no hit, you know, and the Yankees shut out twice. Soto, two hits tonight. He's got an 886 OPS to open the season. Judge, couple of hits, couple of ribbies, couple of walks. Stanton, obviously three hits. And then in the pitching category, Schmidt, you see 4 1/3, two runs. Weaver, not good, 6.35 ERA so far. Victor Gonzalez. I do agree with the sentiment that we need more pitching, at least in the bullpen. With Loaisiga going down, the Yankees are going to have to find somebody to replace those innings. I'm not sure Devin or whatever the guy's name was, David Williams, or I don't even remember the guy they called up yesterday, is going to be the guy. Louis Penafiel says, greetings from Cancun. What a close game. Hope the Yankees win tomorrow and the series. Keep Cabrera and Wells in the lineup. Seems like good things happen when they're in. They have high energy. I very much agree. That's cool that you're checking in from Cancun. I remember when I was on a company cruise during the ALCS a few years back. They booked it for October, and I was worried about that. I was like, what if the Yankees are playing in October? And it was against the Astros. It was 2019. And I had to pay for the ship Wi-Fi to watch the games. And it was like, I don't know, it was like $200 to watch those games for five days or whatever. It was ridiculous. And it was all choppy. It was pretty much the worst experience I've had watching baseball, especially since they lost the series. And then Kenyon Tadlock says Dominguez getting Stanton's spot will be wild. Dominguez will be back before long. He's already taken reps in Tampa. Probably won't be June. It'll probably be late May, maybe early June. We'll see. I know that they're predicting, you know, mid-season. I think they're kind of trying to under-promise, over-deliver. I think he's going to be back around Memorial Day. And we'll see what the lineup is doing at that point. Now, Verdugo isn't exactly tearing the cover off the ball either. He's hitting 161, 508 OPS. He's got more chains than hits. And obviously Stanton, three hits tonight, but you know, what's he going to be doing in 2 months? Is he even going to be able to walk in 2 months? I guess we'll see. The save situation says more scrap heap pickups to fill the AAA team for the shuttle. God, you guys are so positive. so positive after a win. The save situation also says, funny watching Vogelbach trying to escape the rundown. Yeah, I thought there was going to be another earthquake. You think that's a fat joke? Winning. It absolutely is a fat joke. I'm not body shaming, but the man's a professional athlete. He shouldn't be 350 pounds. That's, you know, come on. Anyway, Robert Ryan says, Stanton consistently hitting is like nuclear fusion. It will never happen. I thought nuclear fusion happened. I mean, it happens in the sun. It happens somewhere. It happens inside the center of the sun. I don't know if it's happened on Earth. I think they tried for a while, but I know that I think fission, right? Fission is what Oppenheimer did, and that's like a nuclear bomb or whatever. I don't know. It's 10:51 on a Saturday night. It's too late for high energy particle physics. Javier says, man, we needed a win tonight. Absolutely. We needed that. Now we got a chance to take the series tomorrow. Let's get a few more comments and wrap this video up.
I got to get out of here.
Abiza says, Doogie needs to get it going. He really does. Ryan Davis with the Super Chat says, hope that the Yankees draft AJ Causey or Drew Beam of the Vols. I haven't watched either of them play. Usually there's some mock drafts that come out right around this time. Baseball America is the place to look for that. They're on top of the prospect game. I actually just designed a new podcast for them. So they've got a new podcast on their channel. It's called Hot Sheet, BA Hot Sheet. And they've also been doing prospect profiles with Scott Braun. And I actually am the producer, the designer of those podcasts. So if you like the visual style of this podcast, which I hope you do, if you're watching, I'd imagine you do. There's about 800 people on right now. Then give those a try. If you like prospects, they talk about prospects from all over the game. And I'm very proud of how that turned out. really great hosts. They got like JJ Cooper and Carlos Collazo, and they've got, you know, Scott Braun. They got some really good stuff happening over there at Baseball America, and they're just getting started. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Yankees win. Let's do it one more time for Mr. John Sterling. We haven't done that in a while. Let's get it going.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
EJ Lavoie says, maybe you heal quicker on Mars. Maybe you heal quicker if you're an alien. We get the send-off here from Mr. Costanza. Reminder to check out NordVPN/NYY Recaps. That's the sponsor for tonight's podcast. Also, sign up on all your favorite podcast platforms. Like and subscribe. This is the number one MLB post-game show on all of planet Earth as of right now. And you guys are why. I'll see you next time. Good night.